Buffalo can hang on. This is going to be a good one.
The fans at Kansas Speedway know how to have a good time. And you are all invited. NASCAR weekend at Kansas Speedway, May 4th and 5th. Get your tickets now at kansasspeedway.com.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. We're live at Radio Row in Miami at the Miami Convention Center. Stephen St. John here live. I have Todd Lebo and Jason Anderson hovering right behind me. And all hell broke loose here. Mark Carman, our good friend, just walked in. He's here. And then Rob Collins from Fox 4 in Kansas City walked in. And then... and then a gentleman by the name of Don Proctor walked in and immediately started heckling Todd Lebo, which was met with my approval. I don't know how you guys feel about that, but he walked in and said two awful things to Todd Lebo, which I liked it. Right?
Yeah. You
gotta keep him in line.
That's right.
And that's how Don Proctor does it. And so now we're starting to see the Kansas City people in here down in Miami. On Radio Row, and let's check in now with another man that is in Miami, ready to cover the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. It's Adam Teicher from ESPN. Adam, good morning. How was your trip down to Miami?
It was excellent, and if I was down there on Radio Row with you right now, I'd be heckling Todd Lebo too.
Will you do that when you do get down here? Anytime you see him, you know there's going to be
every
multiple opportunities, sir. Right, that's exactly
every chance
right.
I get.
And yeah, Todd's walking around like he owns the place right now, and so you see him put on a show all week long. Adam, so I'm just curious right now. We're just days away, less than a week away for the Chiefs finally playing in the Super Bowl. You've covered this team for a long time. Did you honestly think this would ever happen?
No, I mean, there was a lot of times over the years when I thought it just, you know, it's one of those things you can live long enough to see. And, you know, not necessarily in recent years, although until last year, until Pat Mahomes became the quarterback, it was never a realistic thing. It was like the Super Bowl was a game for other teams, you know, and the Chiefs were kind of involved, but never, you know, that wasn't their game. They weren't supposed to play in that, you know, and so it is a different deal. And it really took me all last week to adjust, you know. It was just kind of a weird sensation that the Chiefs are playing in this game. But now it's becoming real. I mean, now there's a game on Sunday. You know, the team, I was there when the Chiefs pulled into Miami International last night and got off the plane and all that. And so this is getting real now. I mean, they're going to be playing in the Super Bowl. And we're used to getting the... You know, you better be used to the idea by now because they're preparing to play a game, and it's going to be interesting to see how it turns out.
And I think thumbs up across the board for the players that wore the Andy Reid-style Chiefs Hawaiian shirts down here to honor their beloved head coach. And I'll be honest with you, they look good doing it. So I like that very much, Adam.
Yeah, and you know, there's been a lot of talk about how important this is to the players to win one for Andy Reid. And, you know, that's another illustration of that. You know, I think that's really genuine. And you know, talking to a lot of people, I'll have a big Andy Reid story that runs on ESPN.com later in the week, just talking to a lot of people about him. You know, he's as competitive as anybody, any other coach. But the thing that stands out to me that's made him kind of different than all the other coaches that I've covered with the Chiefs is he just enjoys the process so much. That's not to say winning isn't important to him, but he loves being an offensive innovator and designing game plans and being a leader of people and working with young people and all that stuff. He just loves the work. I mean, he just loves coaching. He doesn't just coach for game day. So he's just a different guy in that sense, different than anybody I've ever covered. You know, when he left the Eagles and came to the Chiefs, I was wondering what kind of energy this guy could possibly have at that point in his career. You know, he had a rough season with the Eagles, and it didn't end well football-wise. And, you know, his son Garrett died and how sad that had to be. And you just wondered what kind of energy could this guy bring into this job? And that was the biggest question I had at that time. And he just attacked it, you know. It was like that was the most important thing. But that's what you get with him. It's just so important to him. And the actual work, the grinding, he loves it. He lives for that stuff. So, you know, getting to know him better over the years, it's not surprising how he attacked the Chiefs job when he first got it.
And one of the things that everybody says about Andy Reid, you've got the positives and the negatives, and that preparation part of it that you just talked about, seems like when he has a bye week, he's got this incredible record. Do you think that translates to this? I mean, having 2 weeks to get ready for this game, do you think that's a benefit for Andy Reid?
Sure it is. I mean, you know, not to say the 49ers wouldn't make good use of this time, but that's when he's been at his best, you know, when he's got extra time to do these kinds of things. And I thought it was classic Andy Reid that, you know, he'd already had the game plan in place early last week. I mean, they were already doing game plan practices. I sort of thought they might just do kind of generic practices, working on some stuff last week, but no, they're going after it like they had a game on Sunday, and that was really interesting to see. But that tells you a little bit about you know, how he operates.
We have Adam Teicher from ESPN on the line. Stephen St. John live from Radio Row in Miami for Super Bowl 54. All right, Adam, the San Francisco 49ers are an excellent football team. Their defense has played very well in the postseason, but down the stretch, they certainly did not look unbeatable. The running game and Raheem Mostert looked terrific. Jimmy Garoppolo is proven to be a quality quarterback, but I do think there is a very large gap between him and Patrick Mahomes, just in general. And they have a terrific offensive mind with Kyle Shanahan. But just in general, when you look overall at the San Francisco 49ers, maybe give us some of the things that stand out to you as far as this matchup that intrigues you against the Chiefs.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's when the Chiefs have the ball and their speed and the ability of Pat Mahomes against a team that can really get after the quarterback. And, you know, can they do that consistently against the Chiefs? I can't imagine Andy Reid designing a game plan that didn't somehow accommodate for that. And that's not to say that the 49ers won't win their battles and won't give the Chiefs some problems, but I just feel like, particularly with an extra week, the things the Chiefs will design this week will take into account San Francisco's ability to get after the quarterback and Mahomes' ability to make plays maybe outside the pocket. So to me, it just comes down to who wins that battle right then. Can the Chiefs protect Mahomes enough for him to make some plays? Because if they can, I think the Chiefs' speed at wide receiver is going to give the 49ers fits. Richard Sherman can't cover everybody. And we know that the strength of San Francisco's defense is in the front seven. So I just believe it really, to me, the key, if you ask me, for one key in the game, it's whether the Chiefs can protect Mahomes adequately enough for him to do his thing. And if they can, if you're telling me right now that's going to happen, the only way the Chiefs lose this game, in my opinion, is if there's some freak-type plays, turnovers, you know, fumbles, big plays that go against them in the kicking game, that kind of stuff. Because I don't know that the 49ers could keep up in that case.
I mean, in some ways, it to me kind of feels like it's all about Mahomes, Adam. I could see a scenario where the 49ers could win this game without like a great performance from Garoppolo. I mean, gosh, they won their NFC Championship game with him throwing the ball eight times. I don't see the Chiefs winning without Patrick Mahomes playing a really good game. But I think he's going to play a really good game. Is that all fair?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. And when do you ever, if you're, first of all, when has Pat Mahomes had a bad game?
He hasn't.
You know, he's had a couple early in the year, maybe earlier in the season, maybe that Indianapolis game. They weren't great, but still pretty good. And so, you know, it's kind of a rare thing when he doesn't play a great game. And so what reason would you have to believe it's going to be any different to Sunday? I mean, if you're telling me Pat Mahomes is going to have a good game, I do think the Chiefs are going to win. I mean, that's something in their favor, but I think that's going to happen. I mean, I really do. And he needs to play well for them to win, but that's not a reach.
Right.
Like saying Jimmy Garoppolo needs to play well for the 49ers to win. And that's not, maybe that's a little bit of a reach. But Mahomes, you know what you're going to get week to week, and it's a pretty good thing. So I just feel like if you're listening to the reasons why the Chiefs, we feel like the Chiefs are going to win, they've got the better quarterback, and there's no disputing that.
And see, for me, I differ a little bit because I think that in order for the 49ers to win, they're going to have a good game from Garoppolo, and they're going to make big plays in the passing game. And look, I've heard people say, well, the Chiefs haven't faced a defense like the 49ers. 49ers haven't faced an offense like the Chiefs. And they are going to have to do more offensively. Just the same way that the Tennessee Titans, I know the 49ers are better than the Titans, but they weren't going to be able to beat the Chiefs just with Derrick Henry. Ryan Tannehill was going to have to make some big plays. Now, Garoppolo doesn't have to go out there and, you know, throw for 350 and four touchdowns, but he's going to have to do a hell of a lot more than what he did in that NFC Championship game. He, at some point, if they are to win, there's going to have to be more put on his shoulders, and that's the big question. We know Patrick Mahomes can handle that. We don't know if Garoppolo can do that, can have more on his plate like that in a game like this and outscore the Chiefs. And so that's the matchup I wanted to ask you about, because down the stretch, after the bye week, look, really ever since that Titans loss, the Chiefs defense has played as well as any defensive unit in the NFL. Look, they had some slow starts in the playoffs, but they've been terrific in the second half. They've been terrific for the most part in the postseason. And for San Francisco, yes, their run game is dynamic, but the Chiefs have been pretty damn good taking care of that weakness that haunted them earlier in the season. So what stands out to you about that specific matchup, the Chiefs defense and the 49ers offense?
Yeah, no, I agree with you that it's going to have to be a bigger game from Garoppolo on Sunday than what he did 2 weeks ago against Green Bay. I mean, it's not going to go that way. That's not to say the 49ers won't have their successes in the running game, because they probably will, but it's not going to be like that against the Chiefs, I don't feel like. And they can't win the game that way unless, again, there's some turnovers and some stuff we can't predict right now. So I think the Chiefs can hold their own against this opponent and the quarterback. To me, it's just the other side of the ball that's really intriguing. And let me make one more point about the Chiefs' offense against the San Francisco defense. Robert Saleh, the 49ers defensive coordinator, he's from that Pete Carroll, Gus Bradley tree. I mean, he runs the same type of system. And if you go back and see how the Chiefs have done against those two guys, let me rephrase, how Andy Reid has done against those two guys over the years, he's had really good success against that particular defensive system, including last year against the 49ers. You remember that game at Arrowhead. I just feel like that's another factor when the Chiefs have the ball in their favor, that they've kind of been able to pick on a lot of cover three, a lot of cover one, single high safety. They've been able to pick on that over the years. And, who knows, maybe the 49ers could cop something different on Sunday, but if that's going to be those base concepts, then we've found a way over the years to make that work.
So one of the things that that we talk about with this game as well is the ancillary weapons and this tight end battle between Kittle and Kelce. I think all of us in Kansas City would say that's a no-brainer, that Travis Kelce is the best in the game. But Kittle's getting a lot of love. People say he's also great in the run game. How do you break down the two tight ends in this one?
Yeah, I've talked to a lot of people about those two guys. And hey, if you were starting a team, which one you would pick? And each team, a lot of people said, well, you can't lose. I mean, I'd be fine, perfectly fine with either guy. So, you're sort of splitting hairs there. I mean, they're different kinds of players. and everybody will tell you that Kittle is maybe the best blocking tight end in the league, or one of, if he's not the best. So, you know, I think you probably give him the nod as maybe the more complete player, maybe a little bit faster than Kelce, maybe. But I think this is a fair thing to say. I think for what each team does, they've got the right guy. For the Chiefs, Kelce is such an important part of their passing game that his maybe slightly better, his ability as a receiver is the perfect guy for them, and the 49ers, more of a blocker, and that's maybe what they need. So I think both these guys are so important to their team, and if you traded them, I don't know if you get quite the same player that they are with the teams they're with now.
I mean, Kittle is a terrific blocker, but you know, Travis Kelce, his route running is second to none. It is fabulous. And also, and he's improved as a blocker. And I think about that touchdown from Tyreek Hill against the Titans, where Travis Kelce had a key block that maybe he doesn't make to that level several years ago, but he's gotten better. But as a route runner, there's no one. No one as good as Travis Kelce at that position, but Kittle's a monster blocker. It's a great matchup, and those are the two best tight ends in football, and it's going to be interesting to see who has the bigger day on Sunday. Okay, Adam Teicher from ESPN is our guest. Right, Adam, this will be the last time we get a chance to talk to you before Super Bowl Sunday, and so what I don't know when your official prediction you will cement, but where are you leaning right now? If you want to give us a score, if you want to give us a prediction, but what's your gut telling you right now on this Monday?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's still early in the week. Maybe there will be something that changes my mind, but I don't think so. I had to tune in my Super Bowl pick at ESPN today, and I picked the Chiefs 27-21. I just think they're the better team. It won't be easy, and it's just a lot of the things we talked about. If the 49ers can sort of exert their will with that pass rush, and shut down the Chiefs' running game, and to where the Chiefs, you know, have to throw, and it's a struggle every single time. Hey, then I like the 49ers big time. But if the Chiefs can protect Mahomes, run the ball enough, not huge numbers, but enough to take some pressure off their passing game, and the Chiefs can protect Mahomes for the most part, I just think their speed is going to be too much for the 49ers. I think that's a huge advantage for the Chiefs down the field. Richie Sherman can't cover everybody. So I got the Chiefs winning 27-21 and winning the first Super Bowl in 50 years. How about that?
Oh boy, Adam, I'm getting chills right now. I'm trying to come up with different prop bets that I'm going to ask the guests throughout the week. Here's my one that I'm going to ask you. Who will have more rushing yards for the Chiefs on Sunday, Damian Williams or Patrick Mahomes II?
I'll go with Damian Williams this week, just because the odds are, that's where the odds are, right? I mean, Mahomes has been the leader the last 2 weeks, so I think it'll be Damian Williams. You know what? I think that's probably a good sign for the Chiefs. I think the better they can run the ball, the more pressure that's going to take off Mahomes in the passing game, and maybe slows down the 49ers pass rush a little bit. I mean, if you got to make them honor a running game as well as getting after Mahomes, that's going to make their job even more difficult. So I think it's a big deal if Damian Williams kind of is their leader on Sunday.
Well, and Adam, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like a lot of what Patrick Mahomes has done in that run game has been because they faced a lot of man-to-man defense in the secondary, which has left him unaccounted for when he scrambled out of the pocket. Don't the 49ers play a lot more zone? They'll, I'm guessing, have guys that are more aware of Mahomes as a scrambler than maybe the last two teams.
They do, and that's another factor that'll make rushing yards probably more difficult for him to come by. So, I do think it's going to be Damian Williams on Sunday, and that would be a huge thing for the Chiefs.
That's Adam Teicher from ESPN. Adam, I will see you tonight at opening night for the Super Bowl at Marlins Park.
Yep, looking forward to it. We'll talk to you then.
Thank you very much, Adam. Is that the name of it? Is it Marlins Park? Marlins Stadium? Where am I going tonight? I don't know. Marlins Stadium?
I don't remember the name of it. I think it is Marlins Park, but I don't know. Let me see here. I'm trying to look at your media guide here.
Marlins Park.
Marlins Park.
Park.
Thank you.
Park. Marlins.
I've Park. Just been informed that because of today's experience with the shuttle and everything else, that Mr. Todd Lebo
renting a car?
Rented us a van.
Oh, so, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, let me tell you, that wasn't going to work. And then we found out, this is going to be a funny one. Oh, see, boy. You guys like this one. Then we found out that the shuttle may or may not be taking people to the media center, to the convention center the rest of the week. Only today. They're going to have a shuttle taking media members to the Chiefs hotel for their media and also to the 49ers hotel. But we've been told by two people there will be no media shuttle from the hotel 18 miles away to Radio Row, oh. Except just today.
Sounds like it's a no-brainer then.
Explain that.
Sounds like, hey, Todd, good call.
Looks like, well, that was,
good was, call, Todd.
He's got a minivan.
It was either going to be, then Uber and Lyft, and that said, dude, just add up how much Uber's going to be back and forth and everything else.
Twice a day?
Be better
50
off.
Bucks a day?
I mean, minimum. Yeah, so, you know. I feel like that's a... I feel like there's something there that was missed.
Just tell Todd to put it on his personal credit card.
You know what I mean? It's like we'll have a shuttle for him on day one to Radio Row. After that, they're good.
Yeah.
Like what?
You're just gonna stay there. We're gonna drop you off once, and that's where you're staying.
And then there's only one shuttle back at 2 o'clock. Eh. So like anyone that's broadcasting after 2 o'clock.
It's a convenient time, you know, 2 o'clock.
Right. I mean, it works for me, but you know.
Screw everyone else.
Todd's after it. Todd is getting after it. He's making deals.
Well, I mean, I'll be honest. After I saw the picture that you sent me this morning, I knew he was feeling great and he was going to have a heck of a day.
He's already had it with me, by the way.
Ah, well, I have too.
On the
other side.
Shenanigans? Is that what the word was?
Yeah. There was a lot going on. And, you know. Just with the trip and everything else, I think he had enough of my comments and things that I say, you know, and do. But it's fun. I think it's fun for me.
Well, the Chiefs are in the Super Bowl, and you're there.
Right. That's exactly right. We will take a break. I have no idea where Darren is. Let's see. Let me turn around. I have my back to everything. Oh boy, there now we're getting filled up here at Radio Row. No guests or celebrities, but a lot of these damn sports talk guys here. Oh look now. Darren, let me see if I can get.
By the way, I got somebody bringing you a surprise down to Miami.
Hold on. Darren. I got Snapchat of Darren running. Yeah. You're not almost on. I just want you to run. There. All right, we're going to go to commercial break now that I made Darren run here and get that on Snapchat. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.